First of all, there is a guarantee from Irish Water that the construction of the Gidore sewer scheme will not start before 2017. The second thing is that they have said that they're going to review both the planning and the business case. Now, the business case means, do we need the scheme in the first place? Irish Water continually say that they will pursue this, they will construct the scheme. But when you review, it is subject to the review. We've already had reviews of the scheme, which meant that the scheme was cut down in size by nearly a half. There's been a number of reviews, different applications, planning process and all the rest. There has been hundreds of thousands of euros spent in the scheme. In 2012 alone, we spent over a quarter of a million. The following year, there was over 75,000. There's been hundreds of thousands of euros spent on this scheme, and yet we haven't got anything in the ground at this point in time. And this is what really annoys me, is that the government has now washed their hands of this scheme and handed it over to Irish Water. So despite the fact that I've got questions down in the Dáil as to how Minister Hogan and the government tried to hoodwink the people of Gidore last November, I expect that they will say that this is now a matter for Irish Water, which isn't accountable to the Dáil.
Does this also mean that other schemes could be in jeopardy or could be compromised schemes, thinking perhaps of Dunlode, Lenties and others in Donegal and elsewhere?
No, those schemes have progressed to a level which they can't be compromised. And anybody who's been dealing in detail with this scheme, as I have, will know that what had to happen last year is that contracts had to be signed for the Gidore sewage scheme. If contracts were signed for the Gidore sewage scheme, then Irish Water would have delivered that scheme within its three-year capital programme. They haven't done that because the contracts weren't signed. And the reason the contracts weren't signed is because the department only gave approval to the County Council in December of last year to actually go to tender, but Irish Water took over responsibility 4 weeks later. So it was very clear from Minister Hogan, despite all of the nice words he had to say about the huge delay that the people of Gidore had to suffer as a result of this scheme, that he was now announcing the scheme. He wanted to see it happen without delay. He also knew in the back of his head that within a number of weeks he was washing his hands off this, and there wouldn't be time to sign the contract, so therefore Irish Water could do whatever they wanted. There would be no commitment and no obligation on them to carry through with the scheme within their three-year programme.
As you've said, in your view, the government is now effectively washing its hands of this, and its response to any queries from you will be, this is now a matter for Irish Water. Have you any recourse now where you can make direct contact with Irish Water and try and push this as a public representative?
Well, I've already had that in August, at the start of the August, with the senior engineer in Irish Water. And you know, they explained to me that there's three kind of categories. The first category is where contracts were signed. The second category of schemes is where there no contracts were signed, but they will bring it to construction. And the third category, which contains about 100 schemes of nearly 400 in total, is where the Gidore one lies, which is we will not construct it prior to 2017 with no guarantee of a date afterwards. And now I've asked why we've fallen into the third category. They've suggested that it's because of EPA and European fines in different projects that they're coming under pressure from Europe. So we did explore the idea of actually making a complaint to Europe to see if that could be progressed. Irish Water tell me that it will not be successful. However, that is something that we're exploring with experts in the field at this point in time.